Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Next Friday, a week from today, April 24th, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be opening to the general public their newest temple located in Payson, Utah. Payson, Utah is about an hour south of downtown Salt Lake City. It's a little community of less than 20,000 people, but it is getting a temple, and you are invited to attend.
And not only is that going to be happening, but we are going to be speaking in Payson on Friday, April 24th, next Friday. And we're going to be at the Payson Bible Church, which is located at 1612 Utah 198 in Payson, Utah. If you go to our website, mrm.org, and click on the calendar on the top left-hand side, it has the directions on how to get there, but it's not far from the temple. And on Friday night, Bill, 7 o'clock, you're going to be talking about the temple.
And then the next day, we're going to have the symposium. It's symposium number 2. And in symposium number 2, we cover, of course, different aspects of Mormonism than we would in our symposium 1. But if you have not attended a symposium 1, don't think that you shouldn't attend number 2. By all means, come on out.
Those symposiums are really informative. It's 4 hours long. It starts at 9 in the morning and will end a little after 1 o'clock. We'll also have a session for Q&A. But in Compassion and Boldness Symposium 2, we like to cover the plan of salvation, and we'll deal more specifically with what Mormonism teaches. And everybody who comes gets a free set of notes. We'll have a book table available if you'd like to get information that way. But we'd love to have you come and meet us on April 24th, 7 p.m. at Payson Bible Church. And then the next day from 9 to 1, we'll be speaking. This is all free of charge, so it won't cost you. But this temple open house is the reason we're going to be going there that first weekend.
Now, speaking of that temple open house, there are a lot of Christians who probably have no interest whatsoever to attend one of these open house events. And I guess I can understand that, but we get asked that a lot. Should a Bible-believing Christian attend one of these open houses? And my answer to that question is yes, and this is why. If you are having a conversation with a Latter-day Saint, or you plan on having a conversation with a Latter-day Saint, and you were to tell them that you took the time to go visit one of their temples during an open house period, that carries a lot of weight with many Latter-day Saints. The reason why I say that that carries a lot of weight is because to a Latter-day Saint, it shows that you have actually taken some time to go and visit this, and you've put some thought into this. If nothing else, it gives you the right to ask questions about what you saw on your tour. In other words, you will be able to ask your Mormon acquaintance, yes, could you please explain to me? I saw a desk. It said recommend desk. What is the recommend desk all about? And they'll tell you about how they have to go to an interview with their bishop and such, and how they have to get a little card that gives them permission to go in there. So then you could ask, well, what do you mean an interview? What kind of questions do they ask you? I mean, it could open all sorts of doors with your LDS acquaintance.
And as you do go through, if you're expecting to have people at every corner to answer your question on anything that's in there, they're usually considered to be silent tours. They're typically not going to give you the whole song and dance. When you're done with the tour, which can take usually about 45 minutes, depending on how crowded it is, they oftentimes will have a place where there might be missionaries and talk to them. Sometimes they will have punch and cookies. They haven't had that in the last few temple tours that I've taken. Don't expect them to go overboard to try to explain to you there. What they might try to do is ask if you would like to have some missionaries come visit your home where they can explain more. But the temple, the things that go inside the temple, are not going to be readily accessible to you because these are considered to be sacred, or we might say secret. They're not allowed to talk about those events that go on in the temple.
You use the word secret, and I'm sure any Mormons listening probably just cringe, but we need to remind our listeners that before the temple endowment ceremony was seriously revamped in April of 1990, it actually said that there were portions in there that were secret. That was the word that was used in the endowment ceremony. So it's not that we're making that up. That's what the endowment dialogue actually included.
Bill, would you recommend that people dress up in their Sunday best if they think that they wanted to go to this?
Well, some people do. The Mormons certainly will be dressing in their Sunday best because this is a very sacred building to them. I personally don't like to do that because I don't want to appear as being one of the Latter-day Saints that are there. I don't mind standing out, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to go down there in a tie-dye t-shirt, short pants, and flip-flops. I'm certainly not going to do that. I think we should, as Christians, give a certain amount of respect to the fact that Mormons do find this to be a special building. So I would probably dress more dressy casual, maybe. If you want to wear a shirt and tie, fine. I would probably not wear a white shirt and a tie because then I would blend in with a lot of the LDS visitors. And I don't want to. I want them to see me as being different because hopefully someone might come up to me and maybe ask me some things, seeing that I didn't look like the rest of them.
When you go through the temple itself, what are some of the things that you would see? What's going to be pointed out in the temple open house?
Well, they're going to show you the endowment rooms where Mormons do make their sacred covenants. They're going to show you the baptismal font for the dead. That always seems to be, I guess, for many, the highlight because it's such an odd edifice. It's a big font on the back of 12 oxen, supposedly representing the molten sea that was in Solomon's temple.
And there's always a verse that will be listed there, 1 Corinthians 15:29. What's it say?
Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And we've talked about that verse on this show, and it's certainly seems odd to us if, in fact, baptism is the most glorious subject pertaining to the everlasting gospel, as the Doctrine and Covenants states, then why does Paul separate himself from this practice by switching to third person, using the word they and not we?
Another thing that they have in there is they'll show you a quick look at the lockers that are there, but they're not going to point out that there are keys and locks on each of the lockers. But to get into the temple, you must have a temple recommend, which means that you are considered worthy. What are some of the questions you like to ask at the end dealing with that issue?
Well, there have been times in the past, and I've visited many, many of these temple open houses all over the country. And there were some times when there was kind of a lull in the crowd where I had a chance to talk to one of the people that volunteers to kind of point you in the direction where you're supposed to be walking. And I remember talking to one young lady, and I pointed that out. I said, why are there locks on the locker? And I guess I may have blindsided her because she said, well, Mormons are people too. And I thought, well, wait a minute. This is supposed to be the cream of the crop coming through here, you know. They shouldn't be stealing things. The best answer I ever heard was from another LDS lady, and that was at the Nauvoo open house, where she said, well, that prevents someone from opening the wrong locker. And that's probably a pretty decent answer when you think about it.
Now, there's one room consistently that they're not going to show you. What room is that?
That's the washing and anointing room. It's not that I haven't seen the washing and anointing rooms. It's just that I had to kind of wander off from the rest of the tour group in order to see it. And this is where Mormons are ceremoniously washed with water and then anointed with oil. And it's kind of a strange little room that wouldn't make a lot of sense to a lot of Gentiles or non-Mormons. And that's probably why they don't take you there. There probably would be too many questions about the washing and anointing room.
What does a person have to do to be able to go? Is there a fee to go to this, Bill?
No, they're always free, but sometimes they do recommend that you have a ticket. And if you plan on going in the evening sometime, then they probably will ask for a ticket. The tickets are free. I guess you can get them on LDS.org.
Right.
If you're going during the day, though, which is normally when I have ever gone, I've never been asked for a ticket.
Yeah, the best time to go, if you wanted to go without a ticket, would be between 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 4. except on Saturdays. Saturday is going to be the busiest day. It is closed on Sundays, and most likely on Mondays it will close at 5 o'clock because of family home evening. But it stays open to, I think, about 9 o'clock each of the evenings. Even if you do go in the evening, you can go there without the ticket, but they're going to give priority to those who brought their tickets. But we have just not had many problems getting in, and I'm going to think that because it's in such a rural area, there aren't going to be huge droves coming from Salt Lake City, like perhaps more that Ogden had last year. A number of people would have come for that. And it seems like the last few weeks, this is open for 4 weeks, and the last couple of weeks, especially the last week, will be much more crowded than perhaps the first 2 weeks. So you might want to consider going earlier on.
Now, Mormonism Research Ministry plans to have a presence at the temple. You, Eric, and Sharon Lindblom will be out here, and you plan on being outside handing out our temple newspaper, which is kind of an overview of Mormon doctrine, trying to reach some of those that are visiting, because even though it's in Utah, there are still probably going to be a lot of people attending this who are not Latter-day Saints, who are perhaps just curious about the building and are want to see the insides, knowing that once this temple is dedicated, only worthy temple Mormons are even allowed to enter. And so not only are we wanting to reach those who are not LDS, who are maybe curious about Mormonism, but also maybe there's some Mormons that are struggling with what they believe and may want to talk to us as well.
And we have an article that you have written on our website, Bill. It's called Preparing for Your Temple Tour. If you go to mrm.org and just type in Open House Temple, you will find this article. And it has a lot of information on what you ought to expect going through a temple open house tour. You don't have to go through, but as Bill, you said earlier, it's not a bad thing to do if you want to have relationship and show that you care about your neighbor's religion. But it also has on there a link to our temple open house newspaper at the very top of the article. You can click there and you can see the very newspaper that we will be handing out throughout the open house time. And then we won't be there anymore. We're only there when the public is invited. And this is also available in Spanish, this article that you have written. So if somebody who is Hispanic wants to know more, they can click onto that.
And I might mention, if you do plan on going there and you see Eric or some other group of Christians that are out in front, maybe you want to go up and say hi, perhaps encourage them, because it can be a very lonely experience sometimes out there in front of a temple open house.
Especially if you honk and wave, we appreciate that. Sometimes the honks aren't very friendly, but oftentimes people, you can tell they're smiling. But this upcoming week, Friday, April 24th, is when the temple opens, and Bill McKeever is going to be speaking at Payson Bible Church at 7 p.m. And that is, it's on our website, mrm.org. Go to the calendar to find the address information. And then on Saturday, we're doing a 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Payson Bible Church, Compassionate Boldness Symposium 2. I hope we see you there.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry. Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore.